Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money. He makes a lot, they say.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. His first song in America, way back in the day. 23 after the hour. That's called Leave On, by the way, that song. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, and for the Age of the Customer. Go to jimblasingame.com, and you'll find all that there. Having a great visit with George Troy. George is one of our top retail experts. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail. That tells you a little bit. He knows what he's talking about. He's a consultant with a Grayson company. George, I need your website, please.
www.georgetroy.com. GeorgeTroy.com. Very
check it
simple.
Out. They can find your book there. And he's a friend of our good friend Doug Barry, who introduced us. Hey, George, we're talking about how to help Main Street businesses relaunch, get reestablished in the post-pandemic economy. And it's almost like being reborn, where we're coming into a new landscape. It doesn't look like what we thought, what we left. We've got new financial realities. We got a disease to deal with. I mean, this is a mess we're dealing with here. What are some fundamental things we can do to attract customers, to get them to come back and do business with us?
Well, I think your use of the word fundamental is important, because there are some things that are important to keep in mind through everything else that we do. One of them, of course, is flexibility. And as we were saying just before we went on, or I was saying just before we went on break, is to, you know, face the reality that things are going to be different, that there is a new normal. And look, for gosh sakes, in where the opportunities might be. As an example, I've seen several restaurants that were high-end restaurants, dining in, you know, white tablecloths, nice restaurants, and they're closed. In many parts of the country, they have to be closed. So they have gone to other things. They've made some changes to their business model. Number one, their prices might be higher, and their menu might be shorter. Rather than, 20 items on the menu, there might be 10, and the prices might be a little bit more. And at the same time as they've been doing that, they've been having takeout food that's priced lower than what they would be if it was dining in.
Right.
So restaurants, you know, and I talk about restaurants because they're one of the ones that's been hardest hit.
Well, there's no question about it. And the other thing that's implied in what you just said is that, sadly, and this makes me very upset. This is one of the reasons why I get mad about what's caused this when I allow myself to that emotion, is there's going to be holes in the marketplace where people were there before and they're not there now. So if you're still kicking, if you're still able to unlock your doors and invite customers in, literally or virtually, there are vacuums that you can fill. There are holes that you can go take in. Don't be surprised. Not only don't be surprised that opportunity is there, but have a strategy for it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And retailers like us are lucky in several ways. But one of them is that we're used to dealing with adversity, that there have been tough times before.
Right.
I mean, the Great Recession was just, you know, about 10 years ago. And many retailers got through that. So there are, you know, or you're selling, say you're selling umbrellas and it doesn't rain. You cannot sell umbrellas. But once it does rain, you can't have enough of them. So retailers have the strength of being generally adaptable and fixable to begin with. But this is going to be a difficult time. Just before when it went on break, we were talking about e-commerce. And, you know, I just want to emphasize that and emphasize how important it is to have a robust, well-functioning, comfortable website, an e-commerce site. By the way, if any of your customers or any of your listeners have any comments on mine, I'd be certainly happy to hear them. And you can, contact me that way too. But, you know, and I had a web designer do that for me, and it was not very expensive. Mm-hmm. And they maintain it and so that it's functional and it's working, because there's nothing worse than signing onto a website and having it freeze up or not work or be hard to navigate.
Here's something really important to point out, I think. Even for people who don't want or can't or don't have anything you can sell and deliver online, you at least need to have the ability for people to shop with you online. Grandmothers, 80-year-old grandmothers, are using their phones to shop at night for what they're going to go pick up tomorrow. And if you're not where they can see you tonight, they're not going to come in your store tomorrow. They don't have to buy from you online, even though that'd be great, but they do have to shop with you online. What do you think, George? Last thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And I think you just hit upon something that's hopeful, too. And that is that there are a lot of new customers. All of a sudden, very quickly, in the last 3 months, there have been tens of millions of new customers for online business.
People who never did it before.
So, never did it before and are doing it now. And you're, you know, using the image of a grandmother doing it, it's absolutely true. And they have been one of the first adapters. And, of course, the kids, of course, they don't do it any other way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Second nature to them. Hey, George, it's good to have you on the show again. Thank you for your wisdom and your expertise. I need the website one more time.
www.georgetroy.com. GeorgeTroy.com.
The book is called The 5 Laws of Retail. George, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. George Troy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.